Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew, and welcome to episode 147 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be doing the routine pregame analysis of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's get into it. Before we start, real quick, hit that red button. Subscribe to the channel. Show your boy some love. For returning subscribers, hit that bell icon to get updates on the latest content. All right, so Jags versus Steelers. I think this will probably be a loss. Could be a beatdown if Jacksonville's defense decides not to show up. But who knows, right? I mean, we historically have given the Steelers a hard time. This game will be played at home at TIA Bank Field. So, there's an advantage there. We'll have some, home field advantage, hopefully. But, the Steelers are undefeated right now. They're a great football team. And Jacksonville, I don't know, they have little glimpses of greatness. Jake Luton will be starting in this game. Gardner Minshew will still not be back. I think he's still recovering from the surgery that he had on his thumb. So, wish a good recovery.
Just heart and balls, man. Heart and balls.
And speedy recovery for Gardner Minshew, because we really need him back. But we also, like a lot of people have said, have to embrace the tank so that we can get better draft picks, go after Justin Fields. So, maybe losing this game isn't a bad thing. Hopefully it's exciting. I hope we stay in it, really, because, I always love to see the Jaguars beat the Steelers. We almost did last year, the year before, 2018, we almost beat them at home. Roethlisberger threw like three picks and wasn't his best game, but they still kind of snuck away with a win at the end there, hoping, maybe we'll upset them. Maybe we surprise them, kind of like we did for the Packers game. I think they weren't really expecting that from the Jaguars, but who knows what's going to happen. The secondary has to play very well. They have to lock down Juju, and the offensive line has to block better. They got to give better protection for Jake Luton, because he definitely was sacked a couple times against the Packers. So, yeah, that's kind of really all I have to say about this game. Hoping that it's exciting to watch, that it's competitive. If we lose, no big deal. Tank for draft picks. But yeah, that's all I have to really say about it. Stop by the live stream. We're going to be doing that on Sunday at 1. So, stop by my YouTube channel and check it out. We'll be doing a live play-by-play reactions to the game. And I'll also be doing an audio stream on Podbean, where I do the play-by-play as well. I'll also be on Relevant app. That's the new app I mentioned. I'll be doing what's called a vibe stream, just essentially an audio stream there of the play-by-play live reactions to the Jags or Steelers game. So stop by, check that out, download the app. It's really cool. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time.
Let me get that JYD coming up with the big fat. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme.
This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.